Here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
A multi-agency operation is underway to move people out of Mount Street in Dublin, where they have been living in tents. A section of the street has been closed off to traffic and pedestrians since 6 o'clock this morning. Gardaí and officials from the Health Service Executive and Dublin City Council are among the agencies involved in the operation. Yesterday, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said that asylum seekers would be offered safe shelter. From Mount Street, Colin O'Sullivan reports.
There's no public access to Mount Street with Gardaí at barriers on all entrances to the area. The men who've been sleeping in tents here are gathering around coaches parked on the middle of the road. Contractors, some wearing protective clothing, are starting to clear the tents from the street. Dublin Bus Services are diverting around the street closure.
In the UK, a man who failed in a claim for asylum has become the first migrant to be sent to Rwanda. His removal was under a different process to the deportation scheme that received approval by the British Parliament last week. New legacy rules on the Troubles are taking effect in Northern Ireland today. The new provisions effectively shut down virtually all access to the courts for Troubles families. Amnesty International has said denying access for families into the courts is a complete affront to justice. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The Legacy Act has been law for some time, but its most controversial provisions take effect today. They effectively shut down virtually all access to the courts for Troubles families seeking truth and justice. Many inquests currently running are being guillotined. Instead, families are being offered a new commission, one designed by the UK government, which has virtually no public support. It will offer families a narrative report of what happened to their loved ones, with the chance of a criminal case if sufficient evidence can be found. Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris said the new approach was finally addressing legacy in a way that had eluded successive governments. But the arrangements are already facing challenge, including by the Irish government at the European Court of Human Rights. Amnesty International said denying families access to the courts was a complete affront to justice and would be robustly challenged. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
Consumers of carbon fuels will pay more carbon tax from today as the rate of the tax increases. Carbon tax is applied per tonne of carbon dioxide and is designed to reduce Ireland's emissions. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
From today, carbon tax is increasing on gas, home heating oil and some solid fuels. Natural gas customers will now pay just over 1 cent extra per kilowatt hour, adding nearly €17 to annual bills. The increase will add €19.40 to the cost of filling a 900-litre tank of kerosene home heating oil, while users of coal and briquettes will also see prices rise. Increased carbon tax on a 40 kg bag of coal will add an extra 90 cent, and a bale of briquettes will rise by 20 cent. However, petrol and diesel prices will not go up today as the carbon tax increase was applied to those products last October. Introduced in 2010, the tax is intended to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and is levied by fuel suppliers who pay it to the revenue commissioners. Today's increase will bring the rate to €56 per tonne of carbon dioxide, but by 2030, it will be charged at a rate of €100 per tonne.
A 54-year-old man is due in court later this morning after being charged in connection with an attack on an elderly woman at a nursing home in the Midlands on Monday night. The woman, who is in her 80s, was attacked by an intruder who entered the premises through a back door. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The 54-year-old remains in Garda custody, pending his court appearance later this morning. The woman was struck a number of times, and Gardaí believe an attempt was made to asphyxiate her. Nursing staff heard the commotion and came to her aid. The woman was taken to hospital, where she's still receiving treatment for her injuries, described as serious but not life-threatening. Staff and other patients at the nursing home have been severely traumatised by the incident. A man was arrested at the scene and detained and questioned at a Garda station in the Midlands. He was charged with assault last night and is due to appear at the District Court in Athlone later this morning.
Hundreds of police in New York have cleared Columbia University campus, making dozens of arrests in the process. The pro-Palestinian student protest has sparked a nationwide movement. Earlier in the day, students at the university had occupied one of the campus buildings after college authorities threatened to expel or suspend those who engaged in the demonstration. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry today with sunny spells. There'll be scattered showers. Some in the west and southwest may be heavy. Cloud will increase from the east this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 16 degrees.